This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica passes latest International Monetary Fund staff review. Farmers and workers in traditional banana-growing parishes to benefit from JBAM program and government to provide revolving loan fund for land administration and management program LAMP2 beneficiaries. The details after the break. Everybody must
work. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security invites you to the Workers' Week panel discussion Wednesday, May 21 under the theme FlexiWork for Labour Market Reform and Sustainable Development, starting at 6 p.m. at Emancipation Park, featuring presentations from ministry officials, representatives from trade unions, church and employer groups. Come out to Emancipation Park May 21 at 6 p.m. and share your views on FlexiWork arrangements.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
Now the news. Jamaica has passed the most recent staff review conducted by the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Speaking at a press conference at the Ministry of Finance on Friday, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips said the IMF mission visited the island from May 5 to 16 to evaluate Jamaica's performance under the extended fund facility during the last quarter of 2013. The IMF team also carried out a comprehensive review of Jamaica's economy.
The fund staff concluded that Jamaica's overall economic performance under the program remains strong, specifically with respect to the targets under the program. All the fiscal and monetary performance criteria were attained for the March 2014 quarter. It's important to note that we have successfully completed, at least from the point of view of the staff mission, all four tests involved in the first year of the program.
The finance minister adds that the government is committed to maintaining the gains made under the current economic reform program and looks forward to a continued positive relationship with the International Monetary Fund. Meanwhile, the finance minister says the second year under the extended fund facility will see the government focusing on strengthening the financial sector as well as implementing major growth projects. Dr. Phillips says additional measures will be implemented to enhance the ease with which the private sector can conduct business, as well as employ institutional arrangements to ensure the effective implementation of the fiscal rule.
And to advance the implementation of the major catalytic growth projects such as port expansion, agroparks, logistics hub, infrastructure development, and the like.
The government will be providing a revolving loan fund valued at $90 million to assist beneficiaries of the Land Administration and Management Program LAMP2 to acquire land titles. The fund will target contributors who have made partial payments on their application for titles but are finding it difficult to complete the payments. This was announced by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller during her keynote address at the official launch of the Expanded Land Titling Initiative. More than 200 persons were presented with titles and certificates of compliance at the ceremony held in Mandeville on May 15.
These land titles are not just a means of personal empowerment and advancement. They represent a mechanism through which the country can grow.
LAMP2 has been expanded from 3 to 8 parishes. The time frame of the project has also been extended from 2 to 10 years. And more than 2,000 farmers and workers in traditional banana-growing parishes are set to benefit from provisions under the European Union-funded Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures JBAM program. The $718 million program will help the government to undertake key activities aimed at enhancing crop production and strengthening local markets. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority will manage the JBAM program to be implemented over the next 4 years. Under the project, the Banana Board will be responsible for administering technical services, including crop testing and sampling, and enhancing development of banana quality, quantity, and resilience to diseases through scientific inputs. The All Island Banana Growers Association will have responsibility for ensuring the provision of plant material, inputs such as fertilizers, and increasing market access. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.